It's Tuesday, August 28th, 2012, from Oroville. News, interview, and a weather look. The high temperature is 33 degrees centigrade, southwesterly winds 15 to 20, overcast with a chance of thunderstorm, and a 70% chance of rain. The nighttime low is 28. Now comes number 4 of Luigi and Bee in their series of dialogues today to try focusing on the difference between the master plan and the galaxy. Their discussion in its entirety can be heard as a program published later today. This morning, Bee and Luigi are going to focus on just how flexible is the galaxy plan.
Thank you, Marlenka, and it's great that we can continue this reflection. It's certainly helping me. I hope it's beneficial for the community to go over some of these concepts because I had found, not only in myself, but in many other people, there was a lot of not only unclarity, but, you know, total ignorance about many of these things that float around, and then people use these words, master plan, they use galaxy, and nobody knows very much about what they're really talking about. So part of our work here is to help all of us come to some clarity on these ideas and find ways that we can meet and discuss them in a way that is really productive so that we get on with the work and don't spend endless meeting time and energies that are essentially wasted. And since I'm from Zero Waste Oroville, we don't waste any energy. The thing we want to talk about today is about the flexibility of the galaxy plan. And what I would like to do with Luigi, what I would like him to do, is help us with clarifying the difference between the galaxy concept and the master plan itself. Because that has never been really clear. Because when you read the master plan, of course, they don't talk about the galaxy. So that's so we will go into that in some depth a little later in our program. But this is just to give you the what we're working on at the moment.
So in that spirit of let it be, let's, for the sake of clarity, let's today focus on how flexible is the galaxy concept.
Yes.
To be clearly distinguished from the master plan.
Yes.
Are two different steps which have also historically unfolded. We will try in our conversation to focus and bring clarity as far as possible. And maybe we should look into the main points which we have gone through about what are those main axes, if we can say the spine of the galaxy, the part which are a reference, or because normally when you say flexibility, the opposite is what is rigidity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what about firmness?
Firmness. Yes.
Because I love the image of bamboo, which is flexible and which is also firm. Isn't it? But not necessarily rigid. So can we associate so that in our mind there are certain things which are firm and certain things which are flexible, but not necessarily that the opposite of flexibility means rigidity. That
is a
modus pensandi, an approach of our mind.
Certain things are a given, is what you want to say. Certain things are established, like the matrimandir.
Absolutely.
We can't go back on that one.
Exactly. But, for example, let's say take point by point and analyze the pro and the cons and the meaning. For example, the first point I have here is 50,000 resident population.
Yes.
Does this make sense? Does this, we accept it as a long-term target? Because, you know, on this also there is a debate. Why 50,000? Yeah. It's just a chimera. It's an impossible target. Mm. Or is not a sustainable population for a green city.
Right.
Many questions I have heard about. But first, do we have a consensus of this or not? We certainly have a lot of concerns, but do we have a consensus?
Right. Well, the master plan, of course, takes it for granted.
Sure. But, for example...
And to have it by 2025.
That's, yes, because the master plan is a little bit in a hurry.
Yes. Well, by 2010, we were supposed to have 15,000 here.
I know.
And we haven't...
But, yes, we haven't certainly...
We're not quite fall on schedule yet.
On schedule.
We finally surpassed 2,000. That's a big thing.
True, but you see, what we take very lightly, and it's true, the requirement of a master plan are formal and this and that. But there is something which is not formal, and I think we have to address deeply, is Mother herself, who first spoke of 10 years and then spoke of 20 years to build the city.
Mm-hmm.
And even Roger was doubtful about the 10 years. He said, at this rhythm, how can we do? And she was very adamant on this, that there was an intensity and working every day with Roger into the detail. And she was very specific, even when you read Siam Sundar, that she really asked how have we progressed in the work at every level of the construction. Even at the beginning, construction was the top priority, and there is a clear message where even for artists, he said, we will see later on. Now is the construction time. So total focus. So, okay, we can play around the 50,000 in many ways, but there is a deep concern which comes from Mother demand on us to deliver in a certain time frame this city. This we have forgotten, and this be for me something I would like to address in
yes,
that.
Yes. Well, I don't think anybody wants to slow things down, you see. Everybody...
You sure?
Yes.
That's not my experience, and
well,
I don't agree with.
Oh, I totally... You talked about there were some people in the Green Belt who just wanted to sit in their little house and hope that the city comes.
In the city also, not only in the Green Belt.
Okay, or sit in their little apartment somewhere.
Or in the apartment.
Yeah.
No, I find that hard to believe. I don't think anybody is anti-progress. Everybody wants to see growth. The question is, in which direction and how consciously?
Fine. Let's address that. But this is an assumption which I have my little disagreement. Who are little bourgeois and just not doing anything.
Fine. Let's grant that there are a certain percentage of bourgeois people who want to stay put and nothing to happen. Okay. Let's give that 5%.
Okay. 6%.
Okay. 6%. Okay.
Let's have a bargain.
Okay. So what are the 94% doing in the meantime? You see, they can easily overrun these people.
I hope that let's address this. And let's address also the concern which Marlenka has conveyed to us. What approach to development? Now, one thing, let's remain also in the focus of how flexible the galaxy, because now we do again, and Marlenka, please, I beg you to take us back. It's not that I don't want to address this. What type of development? But if you don't mind, for me, this is a more appropriate topic when we will address how green is the master plan. Because how green is master plan will also clarify the methodology to development.
Yes. But
so if we go right now, for me, we will have no time to address the axis, the firmness of the galaxy, and the flexibility.
Yes.
But I tell you, I hope we will dedicate one of our dialogue to the approach towards soft development and
what
it translates concretely.
Exactly. I mean, because, as you rightly point out, the master plan in itself is already very green. The question is, are we doing it? See, that's
very good, very good.
Yeah, because the master plan...
Really? You said the master plan is green, B.
The master plan says there should be no development in Oroville that is not eco-friendly and environmentally appropriate.
Really?
So
you say it like this,
master plan. It's written in the master plan.
Please repeat it, I can't believe.
Eco-friendly, but every development, or it can't be done.
No, the master plan is a rigid, old-fashioned development. How is possible we have a green master plan?
It's totally green. So at this point, we have to wrap up a little bit because we're going to continue on with these themes. So this is the little segment for the news.
A taste, yes.
Mm. That
an entry.
And then you just need to click...
Antipasto.
You just need to click somewhere on your screen there, and then this dialogue will continue, and we will go on to try to finish this part, which is, as Luigi mentioned, is the part about the flexibility in the galaxy, and then, of course, we're going to move on how that relates to the master plan and how these two fit together.
Yeah.
The quiz show... version 2.1 at Visitor Center Saturday, the 8th of September, 8 p.m. More zap, more rap, more interaction, and more audio output. A Genius Incorporated production. Send any Oroville trivia questions that you'd like to challenge the teams and audience with, plus photos of Orovillians in their youthful days that can be used on the screen, size around 1 megabyte. All mails to botanical@oroville.org. On Monday, 27th August, at Pitanga, hear music and song. Lisa vocals, Holger guitar, Martin guitar, and Matt sax and keyboard. And then on the 30th, Matri Arpanam, Offering to the Mother, by Srimati Bombay Jayashree and her musicians at the Amphitheater of Matramandir, 7 p.m. Entrance by the second banyan. Gate opens at 6:15 p.m. What the Lord wants is done. That is all. That's the beginning and the end of it. And that was an excerpt from Mother's comments in Thoughts and Aphorisms from Sri Aurobindo.